You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party.
Disability communities have been rallying against a surprise change in purchasing rules in the Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha. Communities have said the changes will have a massive impact, despite no consultation on these changes or any formal announcement. The Department of Conservation also recently proposed staffing cuts to meet funding demands. DOC controls a third of Aotearoa's land mass, which is all conservation land. It remains uncertain how job losses in the ministry could impact conservation land management. For our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, I spoke to Labor spokesperson for Disability Issues and Conservation, Priyanka Radhakrishnan, about both of these issues. Here is that interview. Can you describe the recent changes to disability funding?
Yeah, sure. So on the 18th of March, the government announced some pretty significant changes to the way that disability support funding can be accessed. It was announced and implemented with immediate effect on the 18th, with no consultation with those who would be most impacted by the changes. The changes themselves have been described to me by many within the disability community as being devastating. So, for example, it removes flexibility of funding. So, previously, carers of disabled people would be able to access that support funding for respite care for themselves, just to take a break, or for some self-care therapies that they might need to be able to care for the disabled person in their lives. And now that has pretty much been taken away from them. There's also been changes to equipment that disabled people themselves can access, so insulin pumps and glucose monitors, for example, that, you know, just mean that the disabled person can sleep through the night and stay alive. That's no longer available through this funding as well. So just some really significant changes that have left the community reeling, and the way in which it was communicated was not great. And also there's a fair bit of anger within the communities because of the way that the Minister for Disability Issues has portrayed the use of this funding. She's basically said that carers have been using it for pedicures, massages, lotto tickets, alcohol and tobacco, which, you know, weren't allowed even before the changes of 18th March. So people feel like it's quite a slap in the face, given that caring for someone you love who's disabled is a 24/7 role, and it's incredibly difficult as it is.
Well, my next question was going to be, have these changes been communicated well? But essentially, are all caregivers who will be impacted even aware of the changes?
Slowly people are getting aware of it. So it was communicated through a Facebook post, which is, you know, so far from ideal. And many people that I speak to now, so I've held a community meeting in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, spoken at one in Nelson that was held by my colleague Rachel Boyack, and I'm still hearing from people that they're, you know, there's still confusion as to what they can access through this funding and what they can't. What's made it worse is that the government's kind of, the minister's kind of, you know, backtracked on some of what is what can be funded since the 18th of March. So now there's utter confusion.
And what was the rationale for the funding cuts in the first place?
So the minister claims that this is because Whaikaha had a funding shortfall. Now, through the questions that I've asked her in the House and written parliamentary questions, what I've gathered is that she knew about this on the 15th of December. She then got a briefing on the 22nd of Feb that outlined these possible changes. She approved those changes on the 14th of March, and then they were announced and implemented on the 18th. It was only on the 20th of March, after I started asking her questions in the House on the 19th, that she formally informed the Finance Minister, and it took her till the 25th of March to actually take an item to Cabinet. Now, I was the Minister for Disability Issues prior to the election. If I had known about this on the 15th of December, I would have gone straight to the Finance Minister and the Prime Minister and said that Whaikaha's funding needs to be topped up. We're talking like $50 million to not have made these changes or cuts. compared to the $2.9 billion that they're able to find for landlords in tax cuts. So the priorities of this government seem to be quite skewed. What she's doing, instead of topping up FICAHA's funding and then working with the impacted communities to make sustainable changes if that's what she felt was needed, she has used that as an excuse for her complete inaction and incompetence as a minister to cut and make changes that are so significant that they're virtually cuts to the type of support services that disabled people and their carers can access.
Cabinet has seized control over a lot of the disability portfolio. Do you support this move?
I think they've probably found themselves with no other option because, as I said, I consider the minister's inaction absolutely incompetent on her part. And so the fact that Cabinet's taken over major decision-making from her, makes me feel that her role is really redundant at this point and they should just replace her, actually.
Changing topics slightly, are you concerned about the job cuts at the Department of Conservation?
Yes, that is concerning. We've heard about substantial job cuts across various ministries and agencies, and DOC is proposing to cut a number of roles as well. Part of what this means is that the department's predator-free function will be substantially reduced as a result of this. And this is really concerning for a number of reasons. I mean, DOC, was already struggling. We've had DOC before the Environment Select Committee for an annual review, and they've basically said that they were struggling and needed a funding injection. So now these cuts, DOC's budget is about the same as the Christchurch City Council's, according to Forrest and Bird, but we expect them to look after a third of Aotearoa New Zealand, which is conservation land, and that is, incredibly important. Firstly, we've got a large number of species that are potentially going to go extinct, so we need to up our predator control function to be able to maintain and regenerate, our various species, look after nature, control predators, make sure that dock huts and tracks can be used for everybody. The estimate is that about 70% of New Zealand's exports depend on natural resources. So whether you look at it as something that is our duty to protect the environment and protect nature, or whether you look at it from the point of view that a strong environment is the backbone of a strong economy, either way we should be protecting nature. So cutting DOC funding and disestablishing those roles will make it a lot harder to do that. And the other point that I just wanted to touch on briefly is the fast track legislation. Submissions for that close on Friday, tomorrow. And that legislation will actually override things like the Environment Laws, Conservation Wildlife Act, and puts a lot of power into the hands of three ministers to fast-track things like mining on conservation land. So the two together, the job cuts plus things like this piece of legislation, will completely undermine our environment, in my view.
The government says they won't cut jobs that work in frontline services, but this sounds like you expect the frontline services for our environment will be impacted by the job cuts at DOC.
Yes. So again, there are a couple of things there. So, it's pretty meaningless to say that these cuts won't result in the reduction of frontline services. When you cut back-end support, it is your frontline that will have to pick that up as well. But also, if you look at, for example, the cuts to jobs in the Ministry of Education, a large number of those roles are directly supporting children with disabilities and who need speech and language therapy. So we're already seeing that with other agencies where the cuts are frontline service cuts. And largely you will see that across the different agencies as well.
That was Labour spokesperson for conservation and disability issues, Priyanka Radhakrishnan.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.